Hello, and welcome to Southern Living Magazine, brought to you by OWL Radio, a community service of the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Angela Odie, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the March 2019 issue of Southern Living. Mom to Mom, Joanna's new season. With a children's book out this month and plans for a television network, the Fixer Upper star shows no signs of slowing down. Here, she talks about her greatest role of all, Mother of Five, by Jenna Bush Hager. "You have got to meet my new friend Joanna," my mom said. It was about 5 years ago, before the world fell head over heels for Chip and Joanna Gaines. My mom had heard about this home design store owned by the new HGTV stars, which was close to my parents' Texas ranch. She showed up to shop, Secret Service in tow, and after that one afternoon, developed an immediate girl crush. When I asked Joanna about that day, she remembered it a bit differently. "I was covered in paint and wearing my pajamas, Jenna." That's the real and authentic Joanna, the one the world has fallen in love with. Since Mom's first encounter, I've spent a lot of time with Waco's sweetheart at the Magnolia Silos, as well as on the Gaines' farm. When you strip back the shiplap and all of her career accomplishments, you'll discover the one constant for the mother of five, her family. For this interview, we caught up on the phone, and it was like chatting with an old friend. Joanna, who's known for her impeccable home designs, ended our talk by saying that life doesn't need to be perfect, and though her world may seem flawless, her house was currently a mess. "It's so important that we resist the temptation to compare our lives," she added. "We need to give ourselves a break. Here, we discuss motherhood, making mistakes," yes, she does too, "and the secrets to a happy home." Jenna, family is the cornerstone of your life. Talk to me about that. Joanna, you look back and you realize it's true what people say about kids growing up so fast. Drake is taller than I am. Ella could literally run the business. They're getting so big and so old. The farm has always signified life together for us as a family. The kids are what keep us grounded. With baby Crew, born last June, life is even sweeter because we get the chance to go through that stage one more time. But now the older kids can experience it too. Time together as a family is a gift. Jenna, someone once told me that they realized after having older children and then having another baby that the diaper changing, the lack of sleep, and all the tedious things are really the beautiful part of life. Is that true? Joanna, yes, and looking through the lens of my older children has really helped me see that. When I had the first four, it was a whirlwind. This past weekend, Crew was sick, and I took him to the doctor, just me and him. The simplest things are highlighted to you. Before, it was, I have to get through it. I've learned so much through this season of my life because I'm experiencing it through the eyes of my older children, especially Emmy, my youngest girl. Jenna, do you write it all down? Joanna, I write it in my journal. One of my regrets is that I don't remember things from the other four. It was such a crazy time. Now it's the little things that stop me in my tracks because that's what life is all about. Jenna, I know you're close to your mom. What were some of the things that she did with you that you're trying to emulate with your kids? Joanna, my mom has the most childlike way about her. She gets all dressed up because she loves that. And when she's with the children, she's like a big kid. I remember growing up and having her chase us around the house. She would play make-believe and take us to the park. We have totally different personalities. She did the things that I must find the energy to do. I try to do them because that's when the kids have the most fun. When I'm playing wiffle ball or hide-and-seek, you can tell that's a special time for them. That's what Chip does well. I know that I don't have to be so hard on myself because God gave them Chip as a dad. Jenna, my girls' lives look different than mine did growing up in suburban Dallas. Do you feel that way too? How do you teach and pass on those values? Joanna, my mother also stayed at home. Being a mom is at the core of who I am. It's my top priority, what I always challenge myself with every day, even if it involves going on an out-of-town trip, is asking myself, what can I do to fill these kids up? The biggest investment that I'll ever put into life as a woman or as a wife or as a mother is time. That is my greatest investment. That is what I'm carving out and scheduling when I look at my days. It gets hard. I'm juggling meetings, and then I get home, and I'm tired. But I've found that it's the little things that they really take away. 2 weeks ago, I came home exhausted. I had forgotten about meal planning and had 5 bags of 30-cent ramen, which I made for dinner. My children were in hog heaven. While I was beating myself up for giving them my second best, they loved it. And I found grace in that moment. Jenna, there is this guilt around parenting with moms. How do you get rid of those emotions? Joanna, I've been through plenty of stages of guilt. It always creeps in. It paralyzes me. I don't want to waste a second of emotion on something that doesn't create any good. I think, what can I do to show my kids that I love them? Even if it's making a cup of hot cocoa, which takes a few minutes. It's about finding little ways to connect. Jenna, how do you learn from your kids and celebrate their uniqueness? Joanna, I learned early on that in order to connect with my children, I need to watch them. My older kids are so different. I see what makes Drake tick and notice the things that make his eyes light up. I tuck that stuff in my mind and away in my heart. He is 14 now and can really articulate his thoughts. He sees that we're noticing what he's interested in. As parents, we need to help our kids express what they're passionate about and challenge them in the things that are hard, knowing they probably won't appreciate this until they're about 40 years old. It's a balance of both. Jenna, your new children's book is all about gardening, and I think, in many ways, it's a metaphor for raising kids. You told me how much Emmy and Duke love to garden. Why is this so important to you right now? Joanna, you can find healing and learning and so many other gifts in having a garden. I'd spend a day pulling weeds, and the children would come out and help. Soon, they started loving it too. Nurturing plants together does something, and it was a simple way to connect with my kids. And I think that's the reason for this book. We have this large garden now, but the size of it is not what's important. The point is, if you have a little box outside your door that you and your children are tending to, then it does something to your heart as a mom. It also does something to your kids' hearts. Nurturing her plants is teaching Emmy something that I can't on my own. My hope is that families will read this book together and children will ask, "Can we have a garden?" Jenna, I loved growing up in Texas. Being outdoors under the big sky is so good for the soul. Joanna, I always loved being outside. I've lived in Texas since I was 12 and was kind of a tomboy growing up. I would ride bikes with the boys. We'd go on all the dirt hills. Chip loves the outdoors too, so I feel like that's just innately in our children. Jenna, what's your screen rule? Joanna, we don't have a TV. Our rule for the iPad is that the kids can use it a certain amount of time every other day. It's contingent on them doing their chores and homework. I try hard to make it not the thing they look forward to every day. I don't want them focusing on that. It's funny, when I say no iPad games and then see the things they create and invent on their own, I'm like, that's the stuff right there, kids. Jenna, something I've heard you say is, perfection is not the goal. What do you tell people about creating beautiful spaces? Joanna, I had to come to that as a mom with little children. My nature is for things to be orderly. It helps my mind think. After the kids are all in bed, I do a once-over of the house so I can start the next morning fresh for the day ahead. I love doing that. Not everyone does, so don't let that pressure overrun your life. My motto is, take it little by little. Tell yourself that it's okay. Jenna, I do the same. My mom did it too. I think it's inherited. I sleep better knowing I can wake up and tackle the day. Joanna, on days when it's harder for me to clean up, I set the timer for 30 minutes, blast really loud music, and say, go. It's actually fun. Try to find a way to make it a challenge, and you can trick yourself into enjoying it. Jenna, do you remember when you met my mom? Joanna, of course I do. I think we were in the second season of the show, and I had reopened the store. Someone from the shop called to tell me your mother was coming, and I was in my pajamas unpacking something. I immediately rushed over, embarrassed and covered in paint. There was your mom, looking beautiful, and she just wanted to walk through the store. Jenna, what does being a mom mean to you? Joanna, motherhood means everything to me. Everything else in my life can go away, but that's my thing. That's what wakes me up. It is my heart, these kids. Jenna, describe a perfect night around the Gaines table. What are y'all eating? Joanna, chicken pot pie with mashed potatoes, and there's music on in the background. We're always playing music in the house. Lately, we've been into card games, like spades. When Chip and I first got married, we did the no TV challenge and started playing cards every night. Now that's what we do as a family. What we did 15 years ago is what we're doing today. Jenna, what surprised you most about motherhood? Joanna, how much they would affect me. You just think kids will fit into your life. And then I had these babies and didn't realize how they would have every string of my heart. Everything I do. From the moment I get into my car to drive to work, I'm thinking, did I do everything I could to make these kids know that I love them? I'm a segmented person, but there is not a moment when they're not on my mind. I never thought it would be like that. Jenna, when you think back to when you were younger and feeling the happiest, where were you? Who were you with? Joanna, I was a homebody. Just being with my family at home is when I felt the most loved, the most known, and the most valued. That was my safe place, and I loved it. Even in college, when I lived in an apartment in Waco with friends, I longed for home. Jenna, what were your parents' secrets? Joanna, I remember at the end of any day, we would all be in the living room, reading a book or lying down, and we were all just listening to music together. No one was talking. There's something about music. When I hear a song, I can remember where I was to the exact moment. It can remind me of 1980 or 1984. It just makes me feel at home every time I hear it. That's something Chip and I do. We play music all day in the house. Each of the kids has their favorite song. That's important to us. I want them to remember the smell of the candles that I always burn and the songs that we have playing. Home is such a sensory thing. The sights, the smells, the sounds, the emotions. We create those for our family. Jenna, Maria Shriver once told me that you can't control the news in the outside world, but you can control how people feel when they're in your home. It's empowering that we can create this feeling that can change our kids. Joanna, in the home, we can make sure our kids' hearts are secure and strong. That way, when we send them out into the world, they feel ready for it and know how to take it in without it crushing them. We have to think about what we can do to keep them safe and assured. It's not easy, but this is what we are called to do. Jenna, how often do you have family dinners? Joanna, Chip is adamant about us being around the table for breakfast and dinner, even if we have to work around schedules and games or have dinner at the ballpark. We know those times will be harder as the kids get older. So far, we have had the privilege to do that. Table time is important. We have to reconnect with one another, and we will fight for those moments together as long as we can. Jenna, when you think about life right now, what's your favorite thing? Joanna, this baby. I love being a mom to a newborn. I'm not sleeping. I look older, but feel like I've been given a gift all over again, and I'm feeling it more than ever before. I can't imagine it any other way. I just love this sweet stage of life. Jenna, any other takeaways to share? Joanna, since having Crew, I've been so much more sensitive to all of this. I feel like I was born to do every single thing in my life that I am doing now, and I have a lot of help. I want to be that person who encourages other moms. I remember those times when I was home and couldn't even take a shower. When you're on social media, you need to step back and say, my life is going to look different, and it should look different. Celebrate others doing little things as well as big things, and celebrate yourself by saying, this is what I was meant to do. I really want women to feel encouraged. Know that you are doing enough. Own yourself. Jenna, we are so hard on ourselves, but we need to lift one another up. Perfection is not the key. Joanna, Comparison is the worst thing in the world. Contentment is the goal and the greatest gift in life. Beauty and style. How to look and feel your best. In her shoes. Gone to California. Raleigh, North Carolina, interior designer Nikki McNeil spills her style secrets. By Betsy Cribb. I was born and raised in Raleigh, which seems to be a rarity these days, says interior designer Nikki McNeil. Both of my parents are from North Carolina, too. My mom is from Mount Airy, home of Andy Griffith, and my dad is from Dunn, where everything is sweet potatoes, tobacco, and corn. I am thoroughly Southern. I can't shake it. It's this innate down-home sensibility that shapes everything Nikki does, from curating her lifestyle blog, Single Bubble Pop, singlebubblepop.com, to designing interiors across North Carolina and beyond. Here, the 33-year-old shares her tips and tricks for crafting timeless rooms and smart, stylish looks. My go-to fashion consultant. My mom has been my stylist my whole life. She'll look at something and say, Nikki, this would look good on you. And I'll say, oh, I don't think so. Then I'll put it on and realize she's totally right. I feel like my mom is more of a style risk taker than I am. I tend to be a little more conservative, but she loves to play with lots of different pieces in unconventional ways. She might wear her pink jacket, a work staple, to brunch on the weekend in a way that I never would have thought of. I love that about her. How living in the South influences my interiors. I'm always seeking that sense of community and hospitality at home because that's how we live here. We have monthly family dinners and everyone will come, from my 89-year-old great aunt to the youngest great grandchild, who is 2. You want to have a space where your great aunt can sit with a nice cushion, but with kids around, you don't want to have the most expensive silk or wool rug. Things happen, so I like to use materials that are beautiful but work for all ages. How my decorating and personal styles are related. I view my style as uniquely personal, but when I look at a room, I'm also considering everyone who's going to be in it. I'm thinking about community, but my room designs and outfits are similar in that I like for them both to have a twist. With my clothes, I tend to wear classic silhouettes, but I'll punch them up by adding some fun accessories or shoes. My daily uniform. I love a chambray button-down with a dramatic statement necklace and black leggings. When it comes to shoes, it's hard for me to choose between flats and heels. I wear heels a lot because I like to be taller, but they're often not practical for what I do. I have a pair of pink glitter flats with black bows from Kate Spade that are my favorite. The trend I often avoid. I try to stay away from lots of big patterns, even though I love them. When I put them on my petite frame, I'm barely 5 feet tall, I tend to look like a toddler because I'm so short. I typically stick with smaller scale patterns instead. My secret for looking fashion forward in a flash. About 3 years ago, I figured out that wearing monochromatic outfits works well for me. I could not believe how quickly it would make me look put together, or how many compliments I would get from just wearing a single color, and it also makes me look taller, which I'm always trying to do. The closet I covet. I wish I could trade wardrobes with actress and model Tracy Ellis Ross. I just love her style. I think she kills it. She's so genuinely herself. At Nikki McNeil, Instagram, style. Patterns and paint for a work in progress. Brilliant blooms for a fresh pop of color. Twall wallpaper for a pretty farmhouse. Raleigh Roundup. Nikki's favorite places to eat, sip, and shop. Number 1. The Zen Succulent. Number 2. Sola Coffee Cafe. Number 3. Green Front Furniture. Number 4. Father and Son. Number 5. Hayes Barton Cafe and Dessertery. Number 6. Elizabeth and Nicole. Number 7. Level 7 Rooftop Bar. Number 8. The Pit Authentic Barbecue. From the Home and Garden section, come on in. I didn't want to wait for retirement. On the verge of turning 40, Kay Vollmer decided to buy her Florida dream house online while living 1,000 miles away in New York City by Catherine Owen. While vacationing at Walt Disney World, I took a day trip off the resort and stumbled upon a small town located in nearby Lake County, says Kay Vollmer, who decided right then and there that this was her forever home. There's a laid-back, old Florida feel with an eclectic, artistic twist. Plus, it's historic, affordable, and kind of a secret, she adds. Enamored, Kay returned to New York and started house hunting from her computer. Before long, one caught her eye. She made a deposit and sealed the deal. Kay then tried renovating long distance for a year and a half. But it was challenging. I lost a lot of materials, money, and time before coming down to give it a go myself, she says. Little by little, she transformed it over 5 years. Here, Kay's big ideas for small spaces. Location matters. This property was close to downtown and within my budget, so I said, I'll take a chance. The house was built in 1912. My mission then became to restore it to its century-old glory. This has been all-consuming, but so worth it. Take it slow. I'm glad it took so long. I probably would not have been as happy in the end if I'd renovated it all at once. My plan changed a lot, and I was able to master things as I went along, like which white paint works best in a specific room. But do this ASAP. The house was a mess when I moved in, so I thought, what will give me hope? I painted the front door blue. I knew it would be my happy place to walk in to that, and one day, and the entire home would look as good as the door. Own your style. Farmhouse, minimalism, cottage, and modern. Picture them all together. That's my look. I love vintage pieces and straight lines. It's all about the combination. Master bedroom, ultra pure white by Behr. It's the whitest white on the market. Den, polar bear by Behr. This warm white is perfect for rooms that get lots of natural light. Front door, waterscape by Sherwin Williams. It sets the stage for the rest of my house. From the Travel and Culture section, the Southwest edition. The South's best pizza. From the traditional to the experimental, pizza has become a canvas for new and old flavors across the South. By Michael Venutolo Mantovani. Arkansas. DeLuca's Pizzeria. Hot Springs. While Central Arkansas might not be the first place you'd expect to stumble upon world-class pizza, the trend of coastal elitism is happily bucked at DeLuca's Pizzeria in Hot Springs. With branding forged in the image of New York's famed subway system, DeLuca's has a style akin to that of the legendary Brooklyn parlors. Still, the dining room could easily be mistaken for your Nana's kitchen. Be sure to call ahead and reserve your pie. Louisiana. Bread and Circus Provisions, Lafayette. In a city that's known more for boudin than bracciola, Bread and Circus brings us an approach as authentically Italian as its pizza. The staff is known as La Famiglia, the family. Executive chef and owner Manny Augello, a 2018 James Beard Award semifinalist, moved from Sicily to Louisiana as a child, and he draws connections between his family's deep-rooted Italian traditions and those of Cajun Louisiana. The cultures share a great love of big flavors and pork, which is represented on nearly every pizza, especially those featuring the house-made charcuterie. And just like so many other young restaurants, Bread and Circus has a sense of community, donating the proceeds from their bee sting pie, which features a healthy serving of local honey, to the Acadiana Beekeepers Association. Pizza Delicious, New Orleans. Much like the New Orleans Bywater neighborhood it calls home, Pizza Delicious has a youthful, energetic vibe. Opened by two New York expats yearning for a decent slice, it has become the city's go-to pizza spot, Co-owners Mike Friedman and Greg Augertin taught themselves the art of pizza making and, soon after that, started Pizza Delicious as a Sunday-only pop-up at the window of their industrial kitchen in an alleyway. Now they're in a counter-service spot. The soul of this joint harkens back to an old-school pizza parlor, but the generous wine and beer lists and New Orleans' refusal to rush anything dispel any notion that the hospitable crew at Pizza Delicious is in a hurry to get you out the door. Order by the slice or the pie. Choose from their 6 standard pizzas, or select a la carte toppings that range from simple pepperoni to sriracha-covered pineapple slices. Texas Pizza Foundation, Marfa. From the famed Marfa Lights to the Prada Marfa installation along US 90, this West Texas arts enclave has developed a reputation, reaching far beyond its small-town borders, for being both mysterious and funky. You might not immediately think of Italian food when you picture this area, yet Pizza Foundation has been slinging pies for a decade and a half. From no-fuss ingredients, pepperoni, sausage, fresh mozzarella, basil, and anchovies, to sparse marketing, some sporadic updates on social media, and mighty slim hours, they're open only on weekends, Pizza Foundation can seem more like a long-term performance art piece than a restaurant. But trust us, when paired with an ice-cold Lone Star Longneck, this pizza makes up for any inconvenience, and you can't beat the local color. Picture of Health. Secrets to a Good Life. Good Eats, one Dallas blogger, is proving healthy food doesn't have to taste bland. Most people wouldn't expect to find a waffle recipe on a health food site, but it feels right at home at fitmencook.com. Where Kevin Curry shares nutrition-conscious takes on his favorites. I realized that there were people just like me who were disenchanted with cookie-cutter healthy meals, he says. Food should be enjoyed, but how you prepare it makes all the difference. So, Curry breaks down indulgent dishes, examines the basic ingredients, and then rebuilds them into better-for-you alternatives. While he's changing the way thousands of people think about eating, the most important transformation has happened at home. I finally convinced my parents to change their diets. Now they'll send me texts about new healthy restaurants I didn't even know about yet, he says. Betsy Cribb. House Call. Beauty Rest. Dr. Robert Carman, M.D., addresses 3 common beliefs about catching Z's. It is more than a passive time of rest. Sleep is an active process that anchors many physiological processes, says Dr. Carman of Expert Sleep Medicine in Louisville, Kentucky. During deep sleep, your brain further ingrains memories, reinforces learning, and clears out a waste protein that, if built up over time, can be a risk factor for dementia. A lack of rest also offers your metabolism and can cause you to gain weight. Playing catch-up on weekends is not in the cards. The current recommendation for adults is 7 hours of shut-eye, notes Dr. Carman, but many people don't get that much. Sleeping in on the weekends can often make us feel better, but it doesn't undo the harm of too little rest during the week, he says. You can't pay back the sleep debt's effects on your metabolism and other physiological processes. Beauty sleep is a real thing, sort of. You'll age more gracefully, live longer, and have a better quality of life if you get better sleep, says Dr. Carman. It can also minimize risk factors that are associated with strokes. BC. The 411. While certain medications and hormone therapy provide some relief for symptoms of menopause, you can also try to manage them on your own. For example, experts recommend taking note of your diet and the specific foods that prompt hot flashes. That may mean steering clear of caffeine or spicy ingredients. Thank you for listening to today's Southern Living Magazine. If you have any questions or comments about the program, please call us at 210-829-4223. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Angela Odie saying goodbye from Al Radio, and have a great weekend.